The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons, they will speak new languages, they will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." So when the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God, but they went forth and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord. Now, why don't you go and find yourself a seat, because by the time I get finished down here, you'll be very tired. Yeah, so there's room here. Come on, don't be shy, because I'll be worried about you in case you collapse. And you with the little child, come over here. There's a seat there. Yeah? Because I'd hate people to collapse during the homily, you know. Now I know, yep, good. And it's nice when you come to Mass to be close and intimate, and nothing wrong with that. Now, just as I said to you, today is the Feast of the Ascension. And I'm going to begin with something you probably know. Because I know some of you love opera, and you'll have heard of Puccini, Giacomo Puccini. He lived in the early 20th century, and Puccini wrote, among other things, he composed La Boheme, Madame Butterfly, Tosca, and in 1922, he began working on one of his most famous operas, Turandot. But at the same time, he was diagnosed with cancer. And as time went on, he, you know, got weaker and weaker, and he was working all the hours he could to try and finish the opera. And his friends and disciples and pupils kept coming to him and saying, "Master, don't work so hard because you're not well." And as he got weaker and weaker, he eventually said to his disciples, "I want you to promise me that if I don't get Turandot finished, you'll finish it off where I left off." And so, then in 1924, unfortunately, Puccini died before he finished Turandot, and his pupils came and studied very carefully what Puccini had composed or written, and then they began to come to complete it. And in 1926, at the La Scala Opera House in Milan. It was premiered or performed for the first time, and Toscanini was the conductor. And so it began off, and everything was going very nicely. And when they came to the part where Puccini died and his pupils took over, Toscanini paused and he turned around to the audience, and there was a long, long, long pause. And with tears in his eyes, he says, "This is where the master died, and this is where his pupils took over." And then he turned and began playing the remainder part. And when they finished, there was thunderous, thunderous applause. And a lot of experts today say that the second half is probably the best half, where his pupils, so amazing. Now, how does that fit in to the gospel this morning? Absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Because first and foremost, in the Acts of the Apostles, you read, "Men of Galilee," or "people of Galilee, why are you standing there looking up into the sky?" That's not going to do any good or achieve anything. Have you ever thought, when you pray, you say, "Oh God, help me," where do you think God is? He's not up there. They went up to the moon and they didn't find him. And I tell you what, you can go up and up and up and you're not going to find God up there. God is everywhere. He's in my heart. He's in your heart. We're surrounded by God. We're in God. And that's why Paul said, "In him we live and move and have our being." So why are you looking up there? What did Jesus say? Like Puccini, what did Jesus say to the apostles before he ascended? "Listen, I'm finished now. I've done my bit. Now you go and continue where I have left off." But he didn't just say that to the apostles. He said it to each one of us sitting here this morning. Every one of us. And that's the challenge. That's the challenge of the ascension. And that puts it in a nutshell. I may have said to you before, look at the scriptures, read the scriptures. Jesus never once said, "Worship me." But he said many, many times, "Follow me." And unfortunately, many of us, you know, we're good at maybe saying the odd prayer and worshiping, but we're not very good at following. We're not very good at following him. So let's apply that to ourselves and be very pragmatic or very practical. So you come to Mass on a Sunday, wonderful. But what about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday? When you go out that door this morning, you're going into a very secular world. Very secular. We live in a post-Christian era, and we are called to be different. And are you? Ask yourself, I can't answer that question for you. Are you different? Or are you as avaricious, as greedy, as ambitious as anybody else? Are you as consumer-oriented as anybody else? What are your values? What are your values? Do you want to have more and more and more? What are your values? Seriously, look, that's what Jesus is saying to us in the ascension. What are your values? I want you to go out there and spread the good news. And what is the good news? That God loves you, and that God matters, and God is in everything. When people look at you, what impression do they get? Are they impressed by your behavior by the things you do and say? Or are you, where you work or where you play or where you live, no different from anybody else? Only you can answer that. It's a tough question. It's a difficult question, but you have to answer it. You have to look into your own heart. What really is important in my life? What gets me out of bed in the morning? What inspires me? A lot of people today, they're inspired more by celebrities or famous people rather than by God. Are you any different from that? Are you any different at all? Put it this way. You, each one of us, me included, you are the only Bible that some people will ever read. They listen to what you say, and they look at what you do. What is the Bible according to you? Just repeat that. You are the only Bible that some people will ever read. They listen to what you say. They look at what you do. What is the Bible according to you?